Sakunaga, the Handsome Young Man. Once upon a time, there was a widow who had a handsome son. His name was Sakunaga Mugwai. She did not want him to ever get married because he would go away with his wife and leave her all alone. So, when he grew up, she made him promise that he would not marry any girl who ate food that she had cooked. The widow was a very good cook, and everyone liked to eat her food. It was not long before the fame of this young man spread all through the countryside, and young girls would come from near and far to try to see for themselves the beauty of Sakunaga. When they arrived at his home, his mother would greet the girls and say, "Girls, you have come a long way. You must be hungry. I will give you some porridge to eat." "Thank you, mother," they would reply. And when she had cooked the food, they would eat it there under the trees outside the village. Then the mother of Sakunaga would go to the hut of her son, stand outside the door and sing,
"We Sakunaga mtana, kukhona izintombi ezokubona la."
"Sakunaga, my son,
Sakunaga, mfalawa,
some girls have come to see. Mother, what have you cooked?" "Porridge, my son." "Did they eat any?" "Yes, yes, my son." "Then send them all away." So the mother of Sakunaga would send the girls away. Several groups of girls came to the village to see the handsome young man, and each time the mother of Sakunaga would offer them food to eat, and they would accept. Each time she would sing her song, and each time Sakunaga would tell her to send the girls away. Now, one group of 10 girls had noticed that anyone who ate the food that his mother had cooked was sent away and could not see Sakunaga. So they made a plan. They would take their own food with them, hide it in the bushes near the village, and eat it together in secret. When they came near the village, the mother of Sakunaga greeted them and said, "Girls, you have come a long way and must be hungry. I will give you some porridge."
"No, mother, thank you. We are not hungry," said the girls.
"Oh," said the mother, "then you must be tired and want to sleep." She showed them to a hut where they could spend the night, for she was sure they would be hungry by morning. But during the night, the girls got up, left the hut, and went out into the bush where they had hidden their supply of food. They ate their meal and returned to the hut. Early in the morning, the mother of Sakunaga went to their hut and said, "Now, girls, you must be hungry indeed. Here is some porridge I have brought you."
"No, mother, thank you," said the girls. "We are not hungry."
"Oh, dear me," said the mother, "what shall I do? They do not want to eat my food." She kept the girls sitting in the shade outside the village for another day, and they slept once more in the same hut. During the night, they went out to eat their food as before and returned again to the hut. Early in the morning, the mother of Sakunaga came again to their hut and said, "Now you really must be hungry, you girls. I have brought you your porridge."
"No, thank you, mother. We are not hungry."
"Yowie, yowie," said the mother of Sakunaga. "Now what shall I do?" So she went to the hut of her son and sang once more.
We sagunaga mtana. Kukhona izintombi ezokubona la.
Sagunaga, my son.
Sagunaga mtana wami.
Some girls have come to see. Mother, what have you cooked? Porridge, my son, Mugwai. Did they eat any?
No. No, my son.
Then bid them come inside. Oh, my son, she cried. Now my days are finished. I must go now and die. Go thou, mother, he replied, if this be your choice. So the mother of Sakunaga put all her things together in one basket and went to a hut far away in the bush. And there she died. Then Sakunaga called the girls to his village, and he chose the eldest of them to marry him.